click by click, you are being pulled more deeply into the personalized slice of cyberspace you have created and shaped through your choices. Each click holds the promise of enhancing your life through immediate access to unlimited online resources of every kind. Each click can expand your social interactions and increase your visibility far and wide if you choose. Each click also has the potential for sending you into the den of a bad actor wanting to take your money or with an even darker purpose. The distinction that has been drawn between real life and online life is fading to the point where it's hard to see. However, your online activities often expose you to threats, risks, and consequences in contexts that are quite different from real life. The patterns you quickly realize from your accumulation of real-life experiences often don't translate well enough or fast enough to be of value in your online world. The principal objective of Cyber Crisis, It's Personal Now, is to heighten your awareness of some of the factors and conditions that could, in the blink of an eye, suck you into a personal cyber crisis. It represents a warning shot for those of you predisposed to trust your fellow man in the real world and, without thinking, carry that bias into cyberspace. Behaviors held in check in the real world may be readily pursued online. Some of these include voluntarily handing over deeply personal information to strangers, posting a mean anonymous comment in an online forum, or creating a fake profile as a way of checking up on a spouse or boyfriend. For purposes of this book, I have assumed that you use a smartphone, email, apps, messaging, and social networks, but are not a technology expert. My perspective as the author comes from having been a part of computer technology and software businesses since shortly after the launch of the first Apple and IBM personal computers. In these public and private technology and related companies, I have served as CEO, board member, and strategic advisor. Through this work, I gained experience, understanding, and perspective about digital age developments and their personal impacts, good and bad. I have also written two previous books whose driving themes involve greater self-reliance in personal and business life. My hope is that this book will motivate you to accept a higher level of personal responsibility for your digital well-being. This is not a technical manual about cybersecurity and the most bulletproof ways to protect yourself from web threats. I do, however, offer some personal cyber safety tips and references in chapters 9 and 10. I also provide a glossary for your reference in understanding terms that may be unfamiliar to you. Even if you are a technology expert, comfortable with digital technology, or already consider yourself a safe navigator of cyberspace, you may discover some interesting facts and perspectives within these pages. I chose to keep this book as brief as possible. You should be able to read it in about 60 to 90 minutes. To help speed you along your way, I elected to forego footnotes and other research citations, with a few exceptions. The numbers and other facts stated here are based on data and information I personally researched, and most of which can readily be discovered by keyword or phrase search. The web is us, and we as a collective are the web. After reading Cyber Crisis, my hope is that you will better understand this dynamic relationship and appreciate the need for self-reliance in cyberspace, just as much as in the real world. William Keeper, www.williamkeeper.com. The illusion is that the cyber environment is safer than real life, and connecting with other people online somehow carries fewer risks than face-to-face contact. However, our instincts, which were honed for the real world, fail us in cyberspace. Mary Aiken, Ph.D., The Cyber Effect, a pioneering cyber psychologist, explains how human behavior changes online.